You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. When that final bell rings, school is far from done for most students who still have to slug through loads of homework. This is true even for kindergartners.
Q-R-X-T-U-V-M for monkey. The can flips over the raccoon, flips out.
Again? Oh my god, I have to write again. How can I be so stupid?
Oh, no. No, you're yawning. I know you're tired. Just finished coloring the body.
I already did it.
I know.
Just stop doing this so I can read, so we can read books.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why do I have to do this? Can we just be done? Homework causes a lot of strife for a lot of families, and the question is it worth it? Joining us now is homework researcher Stephanie Donaldson-Pressman. She's the clinical director of the New England Center for Pediatric Psychology in Rhode Island. Stephanie, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Ideally, how does homework reinforce the learning that's happening in school?
Well, ideally, homework is a review. It is to cement things that have already been learned in school. Regrettably, now homework is used for other purposes, such as teaching. That doesn't really work.
How do you mean teaching?
Well, for instance, kindergartners, first, second, and third graders are having about 3 times as much homework as is recommended by the National Education Association. Kindergartners should not be having homework, according to anybody. But mostly what we hear, and we ran a study of almost 50,000 people, is that homework is being assigned to prepare children for the next grade. I had one parent say to me that they thought homework was very essential in the third grade and there needed to be more homework because they wanted their child to go to MIT. I thought that was a fairly ridiculous statement.
How much homework should there be?
Starting in the first grade, there should be 10 minutes of homework per grade level. That means a first grader would have 10 minutes of homework. And that homework would include coloring something. It's just to get a child used to going to one place, to concentrating for 10 minutes on something that is academically oriented. And then if mommies and daddies use really cute oven timers that you can buy virtually anywhere. They set it for 10 minutes, and then the timer goes off, and then the child knows, wow, I'm done with my homework, and now I can go play. When children are in kindergarten and first and second and third grade, their real homework is to be kids. It's to go outside and play, learn to socialize, and when they're learning these things, communication skills and trying new things with their bodies, like climbing on a jungle gym, they're doing it with age mates. You know, if you fall off a jungle gym and everybody else is falling off a jungle gym, it's no big deal. If, however, you are inside doing homework at those very important years, then you don't learn basic communication skills. You don't learn basic physical skills. And then when you need them, it's embarrassing to try anything new. It's embarrassing to make mistakes.
How about for older kids? What does homework look like there? Is it busy work or is it really solidifying the skills?
It's supposed to be solidifying the skills. Regrettably, what we have found out is with the advent of the Common Core curriculum, particularly math, parents are expected to teach their children. There are so many things wrong with that. Most parents don't even understand their children's homework. The other distressing thing that we now see are teaching programs. Parents pay a fee to learn how to help their children with the Common Core math curriculum. That's just wrong.
Why is that learning not taking place in school then?
That would be a very good question. Why isn't it? And the problem is that parents feel that if their children are coming home with homework, that it is a review and their children should be able to do it. So parents get frustrated with their children. The children are frustrated and feel like losers. They feel like they're stupid. And it's a very bad cycle.
Now, the recommendation is 10 minutes per grade per night. So if you're in second grade, that's 20 minutes. In third grade, that's 30 minutes. However, if you tell your kid, okay, fine, do 30 minutes, and they are not finishing their homework, that's not going to go over well in school.
No, it's not. And this is where parents really need to take a proactive part. If a child cannot finish their homework, and they've really been trying, they really have been focusing, and they can't do it, they don't understand it, then it's very important that the parents send a note in. You know, Johnny worked for 35 minutes on this assignment and doesn't understand it. There is a problem. We need to meet. The temptation for parents, and especially with these programs of how to help your child with homework, is that parents will actually do the homework. Then the teacher doesn't know, and the child gets farther and farther and farther behind.
A lot of parents are in favor of a lot of homework because it does seem like, okay, if you study for 3 hours a night, you're going to do a lot better than if you only, quote unquote, study for 1 hour. So do they have a point?
No, they don't. They're misinformed. A lot of parents like a lot of homework because it gives them bragging rights. You know, somebody says, oh, my child had 2.5 hours of homework last night. Another mother says, oh, my son had 3.5 hours. You know, he's so dedicated. This is honestly a factor. They also feel that if they're home doing homework, then they're not out being in trouble. Well, the problem is if they're home doing homework, they're not learning a lot of other skills that they need to learn, and they're not affiliating with other kids. They're not joining clubs. They're not having after-school activities. Kids need to be doing all these things. They do not need to be learning at home what they should be learning at school.
Stephanie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Stephanie Donaldson-Pressman has written The Learning Habit, and she heads the New England Center for Pediatric Psychology.